This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a lazy, lazy weekend.
Now, that is the truth. You know, it's just like at the beginning of the summer, we all think, man, it's summertime, and so here we go. And then we get to this weekend, and it's just like the unofficial end of summer, and it's like, oh, man. And so you have to make a count, and I'll tell you, we went to the grocery store, I think it was on, it was one day this past week, like Wednesday-ish, Tuesday, something like that. Do you know that they've already got Halloween candy in the stores?
Did you know someone told me they were at a store and they had the Halloween stuff out, and I didn't even believe them. I said, you can't be telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think the merchants get a little over-exuberant?
I think so. I mean, my goodness. They had the Halloween, the candy was out. They had some of the costumes, not all of them, but they had some of the costumes and the masks. And then they had like all the, you know, like the pumpkins and the gourds and the cinnamon brooms and all the fall-like stuff that goes with it. And I'm like, what is that? And I started to smell the cinnamon. I'm like, smells like cinnamon. It smells like fall. I turn around and there's the autumn display right there in the middle of the store. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But it's out.
I don't understand it at all.
I know. My goodness.
Things are just, they've changed a lot. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's moving very fast.
The world is moving so fast that we can't even get a handle on it.
I know it. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
It is. And, you know, last weekend we did not talk about our fallen soldiers. We didn't mention the fact about them.
Yeah.
I know my flag is at half-mast. Everybody should be at half-mast. We should be honoring those who gave the supreme sacrifice for all of us.
Yes.
And I feel bad that our country, it seems like it's just, it rolls over. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people honor them. They will honor them forever, which we all do in our own way. But then we have people that just kind of glossed over.
Yeah.
Just kind of glossed over. I mean, I know we've been in Afghanistan way too long, but getting out sure didn't come out right, did it?
No.
I mean, you know, it just didn't come out right.
Well, that's I've never heard an analysis like that, but you're right. There was definitely some things about that there are some questions, I'm sure. But
yeah, it just wasn't handled right. And we still have families over there that should have been gotten out, and they haven't been, and I hope that we do get them out. And sure, we want to get out of Afghanistan, but we wanted to do it right.
Yeah.
Militarily, in my opinion, we should have kept Bagram Air Force Base until everybody was out, and we would have had safety of getting them out, because that big old Air Force Base was impenetrable.
Yeah.
You know, they could have kept the people there and offloaded them from there onto the planes, and they'd have been safe.
Yeah.
And the way it was, they had to fight their way through this airport just to get them on planes.
Yeah.
And then there's still all these Americans, we don't know how many, still there that we need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had several senators go over there in the dead of night. And the last one from Oklahoma that just went over there, he went to a different country, took a lot of cash. He was going to get some people out. The U.S. Embassy wouldn't even help him in getting through the lines. That's just ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. And he's on his way back now.
Oh, wow.
And as far as I know, he didn't accomplish anything. He tried. That was his second trip over there in the middle of the night to try to help people get them out.
Oh, wow.
And he took a lot of cash this time. He had to go to the U.S. Embassy, of course, to get permission, you know, to cross over into the other country. And he couldn't get any help from the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, my. Wow.
So, I mean, the things going on just, you know, boggle my mind.
I know.
it reminds me of Ross Perot years ago. You remember that?
Oh, I hadn't heard or thought about him in years.
Okay. Remember he went over there to Iran and got those people out?
Yes.
You remember? He took all those guys and said, let's go. And they went in the dead of night and got people out when nobody would do it. That's what we need.
Lord, I guess I've forgotten all about that.
Yeah. And the times that we've gotten people out, it's been somebody with a lot of guts and you know, make a daring interest to a country and get them out.
Yeah. And that's what it takes a lot. It takes, like you say,
sometimes
a lot of guts.
It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, they said that all of our dogs over there, that it helped our men over the years that they were stranded.
Really?
And, yeah. And then there, we have a guy from England, a soldier, that is in the country. He's got several hundred people with him. He's trying to get out to a different country. And he's been in touch, of course, with his military leaders in Britain, and asking them when he gets to the other country to help get them out.
Oh, wow.
So there is a few patriots, you know, trying to get these people out.
Yeah, there are some things, hopefully, that are going on. Oh, hopefully.
Yeah, but it's individuals.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a whole country. It's individuals that have taken upon themselves to say, what can I do to help?
Yeah, it's people here and there taking up individual causes to do their
and,
part.
And these three senators that have went over there, each one was trying to do something good.
Wow.
And the guy from Oklahoma, he's on his way back, and I don't think he accomplished anything because I kept reading it that he couldn't even get past the U.S. Embassy in that one country. They wouldn't even grant him a visa to go on in.
Wow. That's a shame.
Yeah. Jeez. And I thought that was really nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I hope that we do get all of our people out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And the dogs, too, naturally.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was I don't think I'd heard that part of it.
But, yeah, they stranded the dogs, left them over there. And these are dogs that served with the commanders, with and all these different guys, and helped them a lot and protected them.
Mm.
So they should be brought back out, and
yeah.
I hope they are.
Yeah, me too. Gosh, you know.
and there was also some kids from California, and they had went over there, 24 of them, and I don't know why in the heck they would have went over there, but they had relatives there or something. They went over there, and they haven't been gotten out as far as I know. So I'm hoping, as an American, that we get these people back out.
Yeah. You know, I think I'd heard something about that, but I didn't quite get the whole story. But yeah, I recall hearing something like that too. So hopefully you're right. Hopefully everybody does get out at some point safely and quickly.
And you know, America has always said, we never leave anyone behind.
Right.
We never leave anybody behind.
Yes.
And this time they sure did it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm hoping they get some sense and, you know, get our people home.
You should put together a plan.
I guarantee I would put one in the dark of night. I'd go over there. Get some patriots, and we'd get them out, I guarantee.
I tell you, every time we talk, it's almost like we're solving the world's problems one issue at a time on Saturday mornings.
Well, sometimes we have to help. I mean, sometimes these people just, you know, they can't get it right.
Exactly. And sometimes it's important things, and then sometimes it's just, you know, just day-to-day stuff, like what to get at the bakery, things to put on your pizza, your hamburger.
I mean, there's all kinds of important issues out there.
You've got everything covered.
Well, we have to. You know, food is really important. Food is a soul of us, you know?
Yes.
You know, you have to have good food, good entertainment, good friends, you know? there's just so many things that are important. You know, I was just thinking, they're always taking all these beautiful statues, and I don't know where they're putting them, but one by one, you know, these beautiful statues of the soldiers and their horses are going. You know, I wish they'd give those to me. I'd just put them out in the yard. I thought about that. I said, you know, they're so beautiful. The statues to me are just, you know, they're statues of men and horses or you know, whatever they are. I would just put them out in the yard and say, look at those.
This is starting to, it's starting to round out the attraction that you could open, because you could have the statues, you could have like the zip line, you could have different activities, you could have the petting zoo with the llamas, all of this, just sell admission to all of it. It's like a little of this and a little of that, something for everybody.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, you want things in life to be interesting. Can you imagine how bad it would be if everything was just dull?
Right.
You know, it's like people never get out of their comfort zone. They do the same thing every day of their life. You go the same way to work. At 5:06, you drive home, you eat dinner, you watch television, you go to bed.
Yep.
Same deal every day of your life.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, it's not that way at my house.
there is no schedule at the Bagby hotel house.
No, there's not. There's something different happening every day of my life, and it will keep you going, folks. It will keep you younger.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something new happening, and it makes life so interesting rather than just I hear tales of people. Well, what'd you do? Oh, we went to work and came home. The heck with that, you know?
This is why anybody that knows you, we've been saying for years that you need to write a book about your various adventures and things that happen, or a reality show or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. Nobody would believe it.
No, they would think it's all made up.
They would say that couldn't have possibly happened in 1 week.
Yeah, yeah, but it does.
It does, and it has.
And it could be anything and everything, that's for sure. It doesn't always, you know, it's there's so many different things that happen at your house. It's all entertaining,
right,
and funny.
And you know, on the neighborhood website, that's another thing that keeps me going. You know, it's just too funny.
Yeah.
A lady found geckos in her house this week and just wanted to know what in the world to do. Will you take them outside, lady? Get them out of the house. Oh, my gosh. Oh, me. And another one found these little rabbits in the yard. She said, who do they belong to?
Oh.
I've got five little rabbits here. She doesn't understand that wild rabbits just congregate, you know?
They just kind of go wherever.
They go wherever. And they have more babies. I guess she just didn't get it, you know?
Did you set her straight?
I sent her a message, you know?
Yeah. That's why we lie on you.
There you go. That's just life.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, I remember years ago, the show used to be about money, and that was kind of like where we went. And now it's anything and everything. It's full entertainment.
You know, you can't just have something about one thing. You know, life is more than just that. But speaking of money, we want everybody to be able to retire healthy, wealthy, and happy.
Yes.
You know, if you've got all three, you're going to be happy.
Yes. Now, that's for sure.
Yes. But first of all, you've got to make enough money that you can retire. So that's what, like you said, that's what we started out to talk about. And we have over the years, and we've bought a lot of policies for people. We've made people a lot of money, and we're still making money. And that's the name of the game. make them enough money where they can retire with a lot of money, happy, and do what they want to do in life. Because, you know, really, a lot of people are doing what they want as they go. That's kind of me. But a lot of people aren't. They're waiting till they retire to really have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that includes, you know, traveling or, you know, because I mean, a lot of people do. They will, don't you say a lot of times that people, when they first travel, they'll take when they first retire, they'll take the first year or two and they'll travel, they'll go kind of get these things off of their bucket list, and then they'll kind of like settle into something, or they'll buy a ranch, or they'll do, wherever they go, they kind of go from there, but they usually start with some kind of a travel.
Yes, travel is real important. The people I talked to 2 weeks ago when they came in, they were talking about going ahead and retiring. He says, I want to travel. I want to go see places I've never seen. But she did not want to go ahead and retire. I think it's so much about the television. She's afraid that they'll travel a little bit, then they'll come home and sit down.
Mm.
And that's not the way to do it. If you don't already know how to play golf, learn to play golf together. Fish together, do something fun that you don't have to go in the house and sit down.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. A lot of people have a garden. Now that sounds old fashioned to have a garden, but you can have a flower garden, as well as a little vegetable garden. I was reading about some people this week said, all their life they'd had a little garden, but they didn't really know what to do with all those things. And then they read the Farmer's Co-op or something, and it gave some real good recipes.
Mm.
So she said she's actually doing something with all those vegetables that she hadn't done before.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be that. You can become a painter. You know, there's so many things you can do in life that'll keep you off the couch, keep you active once you retire. And I know a lot of people now are retiring at 60. They're not waiting to 65 or 70. It's because they're just tired of their job, and they want to get out and see America. And a lot of people haven't. How many people do you think have been out of the state of Texas?
Oh, Lord. Probably less than you'd think.
That's what I'm thinking. Probably 20%.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Yeah, because a lot of people have never taken the time to visit all the other states. There's so many things interesting in every state. Texas is the best, bar none.
Oh, yeah.
You could spend the rest of your life just going to all the places we've talked about in Texas. But to get out and see America, my gosh, take your car, take a motorhome, you know, get out and see America, and that could take a long time. So that'll keep you off the couch.
Yeah.
I just want to keep them off the couch. But in order to retire happy and to travel with your wife or your friends, it takes money. So you've got to work hard. You've got to invest wisely if you're going to do it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say so many people are starting to retire early. And it's just like, you know, to be able to have already built up the wealth that is needed to do that and to have that freedom. I mean, I think a lot of times people, you know, just they put off investing, they put off wealth management. They get into the daily grind. I hear people all the time say these things. And it's like, well, you know, I meant to. I just never, you know, got up and got started. And now, you know, here we are, we're, you know, like 2 years away from when I want to retire, and we haven't, you know, done anything yet. And it's just like, it's too late now. And so there's all these things that happen, and it doesn't even have to be. It's like once people, especially it seems like with life and settlements, once people get started, they don't really have to do a whole lot. It's just essentially pulling the trigger, get the ball rolling, and then it just kind of like you handle the rest. A lot of it just, there's no maintenance involved with it. People don't have to do anything. It's just, I mean, that's pretty much how it's set up. Once you get started, it's kind of like almost does itself, right? I think.
It will do itself. It is a self-directed program. Because we buy the policies, we put our clients in the policies, they know what they're going to make, they know about approximately when it's going to come due, and then if they have enough policies, it'll just rotate and rotate, and your money will come in, you're going to have interest coming in all the time, So then you can go out and do some other things.
Yeah.
But if you're just sitting there and your money is in the bank in a checking account, or you've got a CD that's not making anything, you're backing up. You're losing money. A CD used to be a good thing. A CD is safe, yes. Our program is safe, and it's going to pay a lot more than a CD. Mm-hmm. CDs don't pay anything. I hate to say this. It's an old-fashioned way to keep your money.
Yeah.
It used to be right spot on. In the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s, I would have recommended CDs. But we can't recommend something that's not going to pay you any money.
Yeah.
Why would anybody have a CD at this time? Other than just they don't have anything to do with it, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to invest it, so they do that. And then people that don't have a 401k, they've amassed all this cash, but then they don't know how to invest it because they've never invested before. You know, we have a lot of farmers with us. We have a lot of doctors with us. We have a lot of people in the oil business. Everybody comes from a different way of earning money. And like you take farmers and ranchers, they don't have a 401k. They don't have an IRA. They just have the cash. And they put their cash in the bank and just let the cash sit there, and they don't even invest it. Do you realize that?
Really?
Farmers and ranchers usually do not invest their money. They just leave it in cash.
Wow.
And then finally one day they'll say, okay, I'm going to go over and talk to Faye. And they'll come over and they'll say, I've got $400,000 to invest.
Wow.
Yeah, and it hadn't been making any money, but they've got it. So then we put in some policies, start making them some money. But all kinds of people have different ways of handling their money. So I just thought about all the farmers and ranchers that come to us. They don't have the fancy 401k. They don't have a company IRA. So it's just cash. They bring it over and we invest it for them. The doctors, most of them bring their money to us when they retire. We have one doctor who's a specialist. He now lives in El Paso. He hadn't been with us but about 4 years. When he started out, he'd gotten a divorce. He didn't have a lot left, I'll tell you. And we've built that back up for him. And so now he's doing good. But people come from all ways of life, and these people are all different ages. The doctors are in their 70s because they've already retired. The other doctor's a lot younger. He's in his 40s. The farmers and ranchers, they're in their 50s. So everybody comes at a different time to do a different thing with their money. And as I said, a lot of people don't have an IRA. They don't have a 401k. They just flat have cash. And some of our really large customers, they made their money in the oil business.
Mm.
So they get oil checks every month, a lot of them, and big checks. So they have to invest that money with us on a regular basis. But they all travel, but not as much as I'd like for them to.
Yeah, and we've talked. It's been a while since we've talked about things that people do after retirement, and you know, we all have a wish list, and then we start dwindling that list down based on what resources are available. And in reality, if people go ahead and start planning, then those resources will be available, and then they don't have to kind of adjust the retirement plan based on what's there, because the funds will be there, but they have to get started. And it's interesting that you bring up the different types of investors that you have, because we always talk about, have you got a 401, roll it over, and then, all these different things, but we don't really talk too much about those that don't have 401ks and opportunities, like farmers, you see, they've got the cash for the most part. They're ready to go. They've got the, plenty to invest. The minimum is like 100,000, right?
That's right. The minimum is $100,000. And all these farmers and ranchers, they have a lot more than that. When they come over, they'll bring $300,000 or $400,000, sometimes a lot more. And then, and they just kept waiting. And then they finally said, okay, we want to invest with Faye. We don't want to leave this money in a CD that's not making anything. And then lots of times, they'll say, okay, I'll bring this much now. I've got another CD coming. I want to invest that too. And then, everybody comes from a different walk of life. What are you doing with your money? What have you made with your money? Are you ready to get something a little more conservative?
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're not doing these fancy things, these bitcoins and all these other things, you know, they're pretty conservative. And that's usually the people that come to us. They're pretty conservative. They're not wild investors, and they don't have all these crazy investments. People that have 401ks, they have everything in the world in their 401ks because someone else is making the investments for them.
Yeah, and it may not always be in their best interest.
Sometimes it's not. You know, the people that we talked to 2 weeks ago, they had that REIT, and, you know, they've been with me 10 years, I guess, and so they thought, well, now we can get that out. We tried one more time to get them out of that REIT. It's impossible. That REIT's going to go on for 20 years.
Wow.
And when he asked them, this is the best part, when he asked them, well, how about my dividends? Where have you been putting them? And they said, dividends? There is no dividends.
Boy.
In other words, you haven't made a dime.
Wow.
But you can't get out of it either.
You're just stuck.
Yeah, I mean, you're stuck there. You're going to be there when we're all 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's neat also that you brought up the different, I guess, stages of life that people are in. Because you've got, you know, people that start getting into life settlements in their 40s and some in their 50s, some in their 60s. You've got some in their 70s. And so, you know, I think that almost it shatters that maybe the misconception, maybe, or misperception that people think that you've got to start investing when you're like in your 20s or 30s, or you have no chance of building up any retirement. But with a life settlement, if people come over and they're diversified, and they can get in a number of policies, you know, right off the bat, that's really how this is designed anyway. And it doesn't take very long to build up, you know, wealth, and then, you know, get those payoffs, get the returns, reinvest them. And then it builds exponentially quickly. I would say, probably it surprises most people about how fast they can actually get to a place where they can retire. Is that about accurate?
Well, and I that's right. And I have another, type of client. I have a lady that, has, a corporate deal with her children. She established this with us, I think, 4 years ago. And she had 3 kids in college. And she said, you know, they do not know about money. They do not know how to take care of money. I don't want them to be able to get to this money and take it out. So she did a joint venture with her kids. And her and them, she put up the money for each one to invest with us. And then she put her money up. And so she invests with the children and are helping them become wealthy on their own before they're 30 years old, probably.
Wow.
Anyway, they've been investing with us 3 or 4 years now, and she calls the shots. She picks out the investment when I send it to her, which ones they're going to invest in. They've already had some maturities, so the kids have already made some money. But she's got it fixed where they cannot take any of this money out. I think they have to be 30 before they can take any of it out. So they're in college, and she's helping them get established and get their money started, which I think is a great idea. It's teaching them about money, how you make money, and how you hang on to it.
Yeah, especially the hanging on to it part is the part that a lot of people struggle
with. Yeah, because she didn't want them to be able to just say, oh, I need a new car. You know, I need a vet or something, and I'll just take that money out when I make it. And she's got it fixed for as they make the money, they must leave it in and reinvest until they're 30 years old. So we have a lot of different ways, different types of people of making money for their children, for their family, and for their retirement. And a lot of the people, you know, they have a goal about their retirement. You know, they say, okay, we're going to buy a vacation home with the money. Or, you know, we're going to retire to Lake Travis. Or we're going to go to East Texas. You know, they've got plans. And I think those are the best kind of investors that have a definite plan what they're going to do when they retire.
Well, yeah, because they have a goal. They're not just kind of like bumbling along and see whatever they've got, and then they'll do whatever they can with what they got to work with.
And then I've got several people that bought a ranch as soon as they retired. They were bored. They were sick. I mean, just sitting around, I knew that was going to happen. The lake just wasn't enough for them. This particular guy's been active all of his life. So he buys a ranch in New Mexico, of all places.
Wow.
He goes out there and he stays, you know, I think probably a month at a time. And he helps work the cattle. He does all kinds of things. He's really staying active. And he's lost a lot of weight.
Wow.
And I think it's because he is so active and he's actually working, even though he's having fun, you know, at his ranch. And then we've got people that have bought farms. You know, these are small farms. Then they're renting them out to someone other than just enjoying the nature part of it.
Wow.
So everybody has a different way of doing something once they retire.
Yeah.
And the ones that are the healthiest are the ones that have got something to do every day. If it's going to the golf course, that is good for you. Going to the golf course every day will keep you active. If you're just going out in your boat every day, that's a good thing. It's just, you know, you want to get up and get out of the house.
Yeah, you've talked before. You've told stories about how sometimes, you know, the husband will retire and then he'll just be like hanging around the house, and the missus is less than thrilled because it's like, will you please find someplace to go or something to do? You're on my nerves. You told plenty
That's
of those
exactly
stories.
Exactly right. You know, when the man starts telling you can't vacuum the house correctly, it's time to get him out.
Yeah.
You know? And then we have people that have a shop. I've got several people that have a huge shop, and they're building stuff all the time. They're working on stuff all the time. And, of course, the coolest people of all are the ones that have a special car they work on all the time.
Oh, yes.
That's the coolest of all to me. You know, if you've got a Vette, a Maserati you're working on, I don't care if it's a Mustang. My grandson, who's 5, thinks a Mustang is the coolest car in the world.
Yeah.
I asked him the other day what he was going to do with his life. He said, I'm going to make $200,000. I'm going to have a 3-story house with 1 million square feet. And he's going to have a Mustang and a Camaro.
He's 5 or 45?
He's 5 years old.
Wow. Good.
That's his goal already. He has goals right now.
Wow. And it's not just, I'm going to be an astronaut.
No. He loves cars. We can drive down the highway. He can tell you all those kinds of cars.
Really?
Yes. He keeps up with it.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it amazes me. And but he says that a Mustang, you have to have a Mustang and a Camaro. And he realizes you have to have money.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, he's smart enough to know. He said he had to have $200,000. I said, well, you'll have to work awfully hard, you know, to get that. And but he said it was going to take a big, big house. And I go,
wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He said take a big, big house. He's going to have to work awfully hard.
He probably picked up on all this from hanging around you or listening to the show.
Yeah,
or
I think so.
Something.
He knows about my love for cars, and that could be it.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. That is somebody's definitely wise beyond their years of 5. That's for sure.
That's right. So even he knows we have to make money to do anything in life.
Yeah.
If there's another way around it, we'd do it. But I haven't found another way around it. And, you know, people are making an average of 22 to 24%. I think that's a lot of money. To me, it is. You know, it's not any of these wild deals where you're going to make 100% or 1,000%. We're not going to make you rich overnight. That's not going to happen. It's just a very conservative way to make money. You know, a life insurance policy is about the most conservative investment that I know. I don't know anything more conservative than a life insurance policy that you can invest in of people that have cancer. You know, we know that they're not going to make it. We know it's stage four. We've got a few stage threes that don't go to stage four. But if you can buy into a life insurance policy, and in 24 months or 30 months or 18 months, you can get paid and do it over and over again. I think it's a great investment.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, it's people can make an awful lot of money for very little effort, you know, and you think about, you know, the time and the effort and the amount of resources it takes, you know, that people are willing to put into their daily job to work hard, go in every day, put in the time, the effort, all these things that go into our, you know, daily lives, you know, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 aspect of it. We use a lot of energy and a lot of resources to do that for whatever we may make. But with a life settlement, it's like there's literally you don't have to spend time every day. It's just you send out the email. Here's a policy. Would you like in? Yes or no? And then it's pretty much just wait for the policy to mature, and then you get paid, and then you reinvest. So, you know, it seems like the payoff versus the time put in, it seems like a win-win kind of ratio, no matter how you look at it.
I think it is. It is a win-win situation because we always know we're going to get our money back. That's what I love. We know that the life insurance company will pay us. We know that when the person dies, they always write a check to us. It's not like if you're in the stock market, it can go either way. It can go up. It can go down. You're not guaranteed your money back, or you're not guaranteed a profit. With this, you've got your profit. You know you're going to get it. You know you'll get your money back, and you know that when the person passes away, the insurance company always pays off. That's what I love. Hmm. The insurance company writes that check. It goes to the Nevada Trust. They put the money in your account. That's the best part of all. We have an insurance company that we know will pay off. We have a trust company that puts the money in your bank, and that's a safety first, and that's the best way to do it. If every company did that, can you imagine what a great life it would be?
Oh, my goodness. Things would be so much different.
It'd be a lot different, folks, if everybody did it the way we do it.
Yeah, interesting. It's just, I know you've got so many happy investors that have been making money for years and years, and they're able to do things that they probably didn't even imagine they could do as they get into retirement. And it's all because, you know, they had started, you know, planning early. They got involved. They got actively investing, you know, time after time after time. And it doesn't take very long to build it up. There are three risks. We'll get into those here in just a few minutes. But for right now, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. What is our topic this morning?
Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
What can you do on Labor Day weekend? I mean, this is a long weekend, folks.
Yes. Starting, some of us started on Friday. Some of us started late Thursday. Some people pushed it to Wednesday.
Started really early. But Monday is actually Labor Day.
Yeah.
It's the first Monday in September, has been, since, you know when it started?
1925.
1894.
Ooh, wow. That was my next guess.
Yeah, that was your second guess, wasn't it? But I just thought about everything about Labor Day. What do you love about Labor Day?
Just the fact that we cook and hang out and sleep.
And sleep. Well, now, a lot of people say, okay, we've got to have fried chicken. We've got to have all these other things. Some pecan pie, maybe, or some chocolate pie. You know, that's one way you can go. You can go to the lake. A lot of people are going to the lake. They're going to swim till they drop. They're going to fish. There's so many things you can do. I know I see people already with their boats out heading down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going for the weekend, folks.
Yeah.
They're going to have fun. It's a fun weekend. to end the summer. That's what Labor Day is all about. It's not that you need it so bad. It's just another deal that was forced years ago to give everybody more time off, where they wouldn't have to work so hard.
Well, that's an evil little laugh.
That's right. I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to barbecue for their neighbors, for their friends, for their family this weekend. Texas sells more barbecue meat than any place in the world.
Right. Yes.
And we have more people that can make good barbecue in Texas.
Yes.
You know, every state has a different kind of barbecue sauce.
Sure.
And they do it different every state. But most people don't talk about steaks on the grill. They talk about barbecue for Labor Day weekend. Mm. Lots of potato salad, lots of baked beans. And then, of course, our world has changed so much. Used to, everybody I knew made up a freezer of ice cream.
Yes, yes.
But we're so far past that now.
I know.
Now everybody just buys it. They're going to buy ice cream at the store. They're going to pack in ice for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that's okay.
Nothing like homemade ice cream and homemade pie.
There is nothing like it, folks. Did you know here they've opened 4 new bakeries that just make pies, folks?
Really? That's all they do is just pie?
They just do pies.
Oh, I bet they're delicious.
Oh, they are. I mean, you know, when that's all you've got to do all day is stand there and make pies, can you imagine?
Mm.
And they've got pies now I never even heard of.
Really?
They've got new kinds of pies that you and I never even heard of.
I'm sure.
You know, we're used to the normal things with all big packed meringue on it, you know.
Ooh, yes.
So there's just so much going on, as I said. A lot of people are going to go down here to Glen Rose to the animal park. That's a wonderful, wonderful place. That's my grandchildren's favorite number one stop.
That's where the giraffes will eat right out of your hand, right?
The giraffes come up. We open the sunroof. The giraffes put their long tongues in, and they eat out of the children's hands. They have new baby giraffes down there, by the way.
Really? Really?
They have new giraffes. Now, that's a fun thing to take children on and your whole family. Another thing is, you know, I love the hill country because I love the rivers there that you can tube down. Some of them are very shallow. Some of them are not. But Labor Day weekend, that would be my ideal spot to take a family. Get on the inner tubes, go down the river, you know, just lazy. This is the last weekend, really, of summer. So enjoy it. Do something with the family. Now, let's say your family's grown. Well, there's other things you can do. There's golf, you know. There's going and getting a swimming pool. That's a simple deal. Anybody can go get in the swimming pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just lay there by the swimming pool and bake a few hours, you know?
Bake
there's
like a potato.
There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, everybody has, and a lot of people, if it's nothing but going and washing the truck.
Yeah.
You know, get out and have fun doing it. Men love to wash their trucks. You know
gosh, yes. And if we're going to do it right, you don't just drive through the car washer. You actually, like, take the time to wash it, and then you do the inside. You get all detailed, and then, it's a prideful thing that you don't just do
right.
to get it done.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people this morning, they're just going to go have a late breakfast. They're going to go somewhere and have breakfast. But remember, we still got this virus deal, so be careful. Everything you do this weekend should be outdoors.
Mm.
Do everything outside.
Safety first.
Safety first. Don't get around a lot of people. You know, they've had to close a lot of Texas schools because of the virus.
I know.
We've had 2 school teachers have passed away because of it. They just died. And I don't know if they had had the vaccine or not. But it's too many people in a closed area right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever you're going to do, this, stay safe this weekend. Do something really fun with the grandchildren. You know, a lot of people have got grandchildren that live near them. They're going to spend time with the grandchildren. The grandchildren are going to tell them what they would like to do, and that's probably what they're going to do. It may be going to the park,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Of course, at our house, we don't even have to go to the park. We've got enough to do right here, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got things to do. We can spend time with the llamas, as you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may have ranches, and those people can go out, take the grandchildren, the children, and ride horses. And you know, everybody loves to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I like to go out, and wherever it may be, you know, you go to a place where there's different people in different, like, groups of people, like, hanging out and things. And then I love the different smells of whatever people are cooking outside. You know, it's always like I try to figure out, you know, oh, man, that smells like really good steak, or, oh, man, that smells like, you know, really great hamburgers or barbecue or, you know, whatever it is. It's like, where is that coming from? And it's just like it's just the smells of, like, people out doing things and cooking out. It's really exciting. It really kind of, it's like, man, this is what it's all about right here. It's just.
That's right. It's families having fun together. Like you said, the barbecuing, grilling the steaks, and men are famous for this. That's one thing about it. Men know how to grill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men are the best grillers in the country. And people love to go to their homes or go to the park with them, wherever, because they really do a good job. And even if it's a hamburger, a lot of people can really put it together.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, everybody has a different way of making hamburgers. I don't do bacon on mine, and I don't do all this jalapenos on mine. You know, I just want a regular hamburger, you know. I'm not into that hot things you can put on them.
Just a basic classic hamburger.
I'm basic. Now, my children, of course, would put jalapenos on there, you know, the jalapeno sauces. I mean, I'm not into that. I don't want my tongue burning, you know.
if your tongue is on fire after you eat lunch, it may be time to scale it back a little.
I think it might be time to scale it back just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
But I think that Labor Day weekend is the last fun thing you're going to have this year, so you need to go all out, have fun, but do it safely.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in boats, for gosh sakes, be sure you've got a life jacket on. Never be macho and not wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's happened to a lot of people this year. And they're not with us anymore because they were too macho. They didn't have on that life vest. Something happened, and they went overboard. And when they did, there was no one there to save them. And so always be safe. Always wear a life jacket. It's not macho not to wear one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, it's September 4th already. You know, it's just like, you know, next month is Halloween, and then, you know, we're into, you know, the Thanksgiving and the whole holiday season, Christmas, New Year's, all of that. And it's just, man, this year is just flying by. I can't believe that, you know, we're getting into the fourth quarter.
It's this far.
Yeah.
Well, now, and if anyone can't find anything else to do, go and buy a crazy sports car, especially if you're over 50. It's time to get that sports car of your dream. Just go and pluck it down. Now, that's if you've thought of everything else. I'll think of the best thing of all. Go get the car of your dream, folks.
So if I go do that.
Drive it home, and that'll be a good surprise.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a surprise, all right. I don't know if it'll be a good surprise. And if it goes bad, I'll say Faye Bagby told me to.
That's right. And, you know, a yellow one is my color now.
Yes.
You want everybody to see you coming.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and Maserati, y'all can look it up. Maserati has a new sports car that is to die for. Oh, my gosh. I saw it on the internet yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
You know what else I saw that was new that I hadn't seen before? There's a Mustang, a Ford Mustang. Oh, my goodness. What is it? Oh, geez. I was looking at it the other day. I stumbled across it. It's a rocket. It's like literally like that's the name of it. There's a G, like the first word is like it starts with a G, some kind of a rocket. But it's like, what is this thing? And so there's a lot of really, I guess, new designs is not they're going different places with sports cars that we're getting into kind of what looks like a whole nother generation, I guess, of the incarnated sports car. I'm really excited about what's coming out. Yeah, you got to check
that out. Well, yeah, and this one, and I didn't even see how much it cost. I was really curious, but they did not list a price on it. That tells you. When it costs a lot of money, they never list the price, folks. They figure if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the new Maserati?
Yes, it's a new Maserati sport car.
Mm.
The one, and it comes in six colors.
Oh
my gosh, it was gorgeous.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to look that up.
Maserati didn't even put the price on it. I think it's called a G20, something like that.
Oh my goodness.
And, but it was, and it says it's lightweight, but it reached 60 miles an hour in 2.7 seconds.
What? Really?
I mean, it is fast. They say it's safe, all this, you know. But it said, watch your capabilities. if you're a grandma and you've been driving the Chevrolet, it probably isn't for you. It might be a little too fast.
You might need to wear a helmet and a special suit when you drive this thing.
I'm thinking about that, but I think it's going to be quite a car. And as I said, if you have to ask how much it is, you probably can't afford it.
Yeah, probably.
If you can just walk in and say, I'll take one, that's all right.
I got it. As soon as we get done with the show, I'm going to have to Google this because I haven't seen it yet, and I'm really, really excited about that.
I think it was called a G20, but it's a small sports car, just came out. It's got all the features. It tells you everything about it except the price.
Nice.
It is nice.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
We were talking about, you know, the growth of people's wealth before we got into trivia, and we were talking about how conservative a life settlement is. We talked about, you know, the money that people can make in a relatively short amount of time. You know, it takes planning. This is not the kind of investment, you know, like you say, you come in, you invest in one policy, and then you're ready for retirement. This is something that it does take planning. Planning. It does take, you know, some, I guess, a little bit of time, not a whole lot of time. I mean, what do you say? How long does it take to double? Is it like 7 years to double your...
7 to 8 years.
Hmm.
It's not overnight. You've got to keep doing it over and over again. You've got to have enough that you can reinvest over and over again. If you don't have 6, 8 policies, you know, it's hard to do. But if you do, you can make it work and time after time. We have a lot of clients, you know, as we said the other day, that started with us in 10. So they have amassed quite a bit of money by now. We've got people that didn't start with us till 15, 16, you know.
Yeah.
So it does take 7 or 8 years to do this. It's not overnight. It's conservative, but it works. You know, every time you have a policy mature, you get paid. That's as simple as it is.
Yeah.
And you take that money, you can take your profit and roll it over. You can take your principal and roll it over every time. And as you keep doing this, you just keep doing the same thing, and it will work.
And it doesn't mean, though, that people have to wait 7 or 8 years to retire. If they're looking at a couple of years out, a lot of people, if I recall what you said properly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people will start in life settlements. They maybe go a couple of years, get to a really good place, retire, and then they keep investing after retirement, because that's really the most important part of how it works, is to keep that going.
Yeah, because you need that interest coming in all the time.
Yeah.
And lots of times people will retire and they say, Faye, I don't need any money for 2 years or 3. I've got this other pocket of money, and that's great. But then if they say in 12 months I'm going to need it, we have to leave enough cash in your account where you'll be all right. So we'll do that. We'll leave cash in your account and then add to it, add to it. We have one client that wants $200,000 at all times, and we've managed to keep $200,000 and reinvest for him and keep that money in his account.
Cool. The risks. There are three big risks involved with a life settlement. When people look at the risks versus, you know, the situation, I mean, one, to even do a life settlement, you've got to be accredited. So when a lot of people take that into account, compare it to the risks, they're not really all that, they're huge. They're really, really, it's almost like it leaves people saying, well, when's the other shoe going to drop? And it just doesn't. So first of all, before we get into the risks, what does it mean to be accredited to begin with?
You must be worth either $1 million without your house, or you must make $200,000 a year to invest in this particular investment. That's a government regulation. It's not mine. And then we require $100,000 minimum investment.
Okay.
We figure if you've only got $50,000 to your name, you might need it back in 3 months, so we're not going to do it. You've got to have $100,000 to start with. And if you're accredited, we know you have more than that. So we're not going to worry about it. We know you'll be all right. So the biggest risk is if it goes over. Can you stand it if your policies go over? If they went over a year or 2 years or whatever, can you stand it? And if you're accredited, of course, you can stand it. So if it goes over, that's a big risk for some people. So we need them to know that it could go over. The second risk is it's not liquid during that time. Remember that always. If your money is invested in a policy, it's not liquid till that person passes away and we pay you. So then the third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under, it would take you longer to get your money back. But we've not had a life insurance company go over under for years, and now they're all worth so many billions of dollars. Somebody would buy it before the sunset.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the least risk of all.
All right. So for you know, getting started, I know there's a lot of people that have been coming over lately and starting into life settlements. They do need to make a phone call. I assume you're closed on Monday for the actual Labor Day holiday. But other than that, do you have appointments available for this coming week?
That's right. We will be talking to people. We'd love to have new customers coming in. Investing with us. I know it's always word of mouth. It's always somebody that knows us that tells them, or they've been listening to us for 5 years and say, you know, I need to go talk to Faye.
The procrastination.
After all this time, they go, I might just go talk to her about this.
Yeah.
we welcome calls this week. Come and see us. We'd be glad to talk to you.
Okay. And so one last time for people to call and get the ball rolling and make an appointment to get started, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, go to it and check it out, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.